Lynn Boylan, the MEPs have just voted now on new laws actually to ban the sale of single-use plastic products like cutlery, cotton bud sticks, plate straws and even balloon sticks. Tell me a little bit more about how the vote went.
Yeah, we're fairly happy with the vote. I mean, obviously we didn't get everything that we wanted, but definitely the definition of what a single-use plastic has been strengthened, because that was a real, for us, a concern that it was a loophole that you could effectively say you can reuse this bottle or reuse this bag and get away with it not being called a single-use item. So that's a real positive. I was delighted that the amendment I put in around women's sanitary products, that now member states must take measures to prevent toxic chemicals going into them in the first place, because up to now there was no obligation on the manufacturer to tell you what was in the product. So it's a very positive first step. It is only the first step, because we now have to go into negotiations with the council and the commission, but we think we've substantially strengthened the position that was put on the table by the commission, so it's a positive day for the environment.
It seems that a so-called war has erupted between yourself and some of your MEP colleagues within the EPP group, the biggest political party grouping here, the European People's Party, about balloons. And you've been accused of being a party pooper because the banning of markings on the balloon bags was part of this package.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of puns about the balloon war that's broke out between us, but what annoyed me and why I felt compelled to respond to the German MEP's email was, one, it was almost a carbon copy of an email I had received from the lobbyists, and it was just misrepresenting what this directive was about. There was no measure to ban balloons. Banning of balloons was never being discussed, but what was being asked is that when you buy a packet of balloons in a shop, that on that package it will tell you that what are the negative impacts for the environment of the balloon and also how to appropriately dispose of it. So it was very misleading, the emails, which is why I felt I had to respond to it. But unfortunately they got their way, and that balloon packaging now, and it's not the balloon, it's the package they come in, is now exempt from labelling about the damage that they're doing to the environment.
But are balloons damaging to the environment?
They absolutely are. They're one of the top 10 items that are found in the ocean and on beaches. And they are ending up in the stomachs of birds and fish, which is awful for the animals, for the wildlife, because the animals are feeling full up and then they're dying from starvation. But only this week we've saw scientific reports that show that plastic is now ending up in human bodies and it's passing out through our bodies. So look, we have a plastic crisis. Balloons, one of the top 10 items. I think that asking that at least people are informed that when you're buying balloons you should appropriately dispose of them was not something that was too extreme.
But if they're that bad, would you be for taking them out of the market?
No, I think, look, it's like anything. We're not planning on eliminating or banning balloons. I would sort of urge people to think before they release them. I mean, there's sensitivities around it, because I know, for example, that I've attended many vigils, whether they be for, you know, remembering people who've died by suicide, and balloons are released into the atmosphere. So I know it's a sensitive issue about the release of balloons, but what I would be saying to people is, maybe consider if there are alternatives to releasing them, but nobody is looking to ban balloons outright. But we do have a problem. They are part of the plastic problem, so we do have to at least educate people about the dangers.
And what about the lobbying industries? Because I think you've been quoted as saying that actually, bizarrely, the balloon industry has been lobbying MEPs to ensure that these markings and these measures didn't go through.
They have, and you know, kind of invoking this image that we're trying to rob the balloon from the child's hand, you know, that children across Europe would be devastated because of what we're doing as MEPs. I actually think children are far more progressive than the elected representatives that voted today, because you'll find that if you show children the images of the balloons inside the stomachs and turtles getting choked by balloons that are in the sea, I think most children would say that, you know, we need to put these properly into the bin and dispose of them correctly.